Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat for Friday, September 30th, 2011. I'm Lisa, and joining me today are Steve, Bob, Chris, and Lauren. Hi, guys.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Today's going to be a news segment, and we're going to kick it off with Chris. You've got a couple stories, so give us one of yours, please.
Okay, my first one is that Duffy, and all you Duffy fans are going to be happy, is returning to the Magic Kingdom for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. He's going to be on the float with Mickey and Minnie. So if you don't like your Mickey and Minnie mixed up with your Duffy, if you're like me and you don't, then that's a problem. But if you're like Lauren and you think Duffy's great, you'll be happy.
Duffy's great anywhere.
Duffy,
yeah,
lies.
No.
Is he going to be in his little Halloween outfit?
Yeah, it's Christmas. Yeah.
Well, he might
have a
Halloween outfit, wouldn't be so good.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe they'll dress
Halloween.
Him up like, you know, a tree or something.
Put a string of lights around him.
they'll tie him up to the tree.
Well, that would make Chris and I happy. But
yeah, we
not,
don't like
we're
Duffy.
We're not Duffy fans. But no, that's cool. Okay.
That was almost wholehearted, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real cool.
You know, the problem with Duffy is Duffy is saccharine sweet. And I can handle my Mickey and Minnie being, you know, sweet and wholesome, but there's just something about Duffy. He just looks smug.
You think he's got tattoos under all that fur?
I love Duffy.
Probably
don't
worse.
Pick on Duffy.
Yeah, not a fan.
And if he was, you know, Mickey's, you know, like toy bear, why is he like, you know, bigger than Mickey Mouse?
Good point.
It doesn't logically make a lot of sense to me, unless that was like pixie dust magic and he like, you know, grew to like this ginormous size.
He had some of the Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, okay. Well,
maybe he grew up near a nuclear plant.
Duffy the radioactive bear.
It's like Duffy, it. The radioactive bear.
Oh, you do know Steve's just going to put that on YouTube. Why are you singing?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was cute, and darn Steve if he puts it up there.
No, well, the name Duffy also makes me think of Duff Beer from The Simpsons. I don't know why. So, I don't know.
There is a correlation to why I like Duffy.
We figured it out.
But no, I mean, Duffy has a lot of fans. I know that people love getting their picture taken with Duffy. I mean, I always see people posing with him. So,
you know, I think I'm going to get my picture taken with Duffy this weekend.
What are you going to do with the picture?
It's going to be your new screen thing, isn't it?
It could be, yeah.
I'm liking it, Chris.
I don't see people buying them, though. We saw at Disneyland, we saw them. They were $30. Somebody wanted us to buy one for them, I guess. So maybe the only person that wanted one. They're $30 for a 20-inch Duffy dressed up in a little pumpkin outfit.
It wasn't a 20-inch.
Oh,
that was
a
12-inch.
Was it 12-inch?
Wow. I think that was a 12-inch. Yeah.
Oh, I don't have a pumpkin outfit.
So, you could.
We'll be down there this weekend.
There
the low, low price.
They will have them. Maybe, yeah, for half that price, maybe you can get just the outfit.
I don't know. I mean, I think they're just trying to push it.
Yeah.
Well, they are trying to push it. It's their latest and greatest push.
But I don't see kids or adults. I don't see anybody walking around with them or buying them.
It's just not Disney enough. You know,
no.
Everybody knows the story maybe, but it still doesn't work.
Yep.
I think he needs to be an accessory. Sorry, Lauren. You know, he needs to be an accessory rather than a character maybe.
Yeah. Maybe they should add him to It's a Small World. Make some controversy there.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, what's next?
All right, well, I'm just going to say a couple words real quick. The Disney Cruise Line Hawaii cruise has been so popular and sold out so quickly when it was announced, they announced another sailing, another set of dates for that, just one more additional sailing. And by the time the podcast comes out, it's probably going to be sold out again, so don't even bother. But no, if you're interested, there may still be something available. So give your travel agent a call and they can find out what's available on that Disney Cruise Line in Hawaii. Okay, that's mine. Bob, what do you have?
Just a quick one that effective immediately, Disney has announced that they are stopping the free trick-or-treating that used to take place annually at Downtown Disney on October 30th and 31st, citing crowd concerns. It's becoming apparently far too crowded to become enjoyable, so they've decided not to do it anymore. Instead, at Downtown Disney, they're going to celebrate the fall season with fall decorations and fall events. And some of the restaurants there will feature menu items that reflect the fall season. So I'm guessing a lot of pumpkin and like squash.
Piles of candy.
You can never get enough squash.
You know, a lot of, yeah, I fall vegetables is what I'm guessing is what they mean by a fall menu. But I don't know. I think it's not a real reason, but, you know, that's what they say the reason is for. So people that were, you know, not planning on going to the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party either of those days and were looking for something else to do, Downtown Disney is out. There is no trick-or-treating there. So you have to look at
now, when we went there a couple months, September? No, August. We went there in August, like on a Wednesday night or something. It was packed. It's already so packed that I can't imagine how horrible it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean that's what I think. I mean I've been there like on a Saturday night where you can't even move. You know, you can't even find a parking space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you add free candy for all the locals and everybody who's been doing it for the years on top of that, and it's going
to
be.
Well, you know, and I don't know how many locals go to that. I mean, you know, it's still a drive for.
Oh, I think a lot of locals go to that.
See, and I
know locals who go.
Well, I'm not saying they couldn't go, but I mean, the closest neighborhoods, you know, Hunter's Creek, Dr. Phillips, Isleworth, you know, that
go to Celebration.
Celebration. Well, they all have really nice neighborhoods. I mean, they don't necessarily need to go to Downtown Disney for free candy. I mean, they can trick or treat in their own neighborhood. But
who would put up with a hassle just to? Get $5 of candy. Sorry.
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible that there were other activities going on there that, you know, all the excitement and all the stuff, maybe there were some, you know, because, I mean, one of the reasons they always rumored that, you know, Pleasure Island closed down was that there was too much going on and there were criminal activities going on and stuff. I wonder if that ever became an issue.
I could see that with Pleasure Island, but, you know, that happened with Pleasure Island, I think, in part because they took away the entrance fee.
Okay.
You know, is that a possibility with Downtown Disney? Maybe, but it's so overrun by families. I think there is possibly a legitimate concern that if it's too crowded, what if somebody gets shoved and falls? You know,
well,
or a kid gets trampled on, and then you know we're liable for that. But I don't know. I mean, I think that they could find a way to make it work, and this is just. You know, we don't want to pay for, you know, $50,000 worth of free candy.
This doesn't really get me all that worked up, I have to be honest.
Well, no, because you never did it. But, I mean, tickets for Mickey's.
How do you know?
Mickey's.
How do you know that every year I don't go down there for Halloween?
Tickets for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party on the 31st usually sell out by, like, August. So, I mean, you can't even get tickets for that day. And not everybody's going to want to do a party that's, you know, $60-something dollars for that night. I think it's $66 or $67 for an adult ticket that night. So, I mean, if you've got a family of four or five people, well, that's, you know, that's a lot of money that maybe people don't want to pay. This was a way to, you know, take their kids and do a little something, do some trick-or-treating and still be at Disney. And, you know, they're just taking it away. And I don't know. I don't buy the reason that they gave, you know. And we're replacing it with a fall menu. So come on down and watch our fall activities. And what are they going to have, like apple picking? You know, like, you know, you can jump in piles of leaves now. I mean, fall activities. You know, I mean, so, you know, oh, and come on down and enjoy our fall menu items. So come on down and we don't mind the crowds, you know, as long as you're spending money in our shops and restaurants.
Well, that's the other thing. I got to think. That most of those people, if they're locals are going, they're just going, getting the candy and leaving. And that place is already so packed that they probably are like, all right, there's just too many people.
I don't want to blame it on all locals because the majority of people that are going to be in the parks or at Downtown Disney are not locals on any given night. You know, I mean, the only time you'd see, a large number of locals is if, you know, Halloween fell on a weekend. Then I could see a larger number of locals. But why would locals drive down there and fight for parking driving around? And I've driven around a parking lot there for like 45 minutes looking for a space. You know, why would you go through that for, like Lisa said, $5 worth of candy? I mean, I don't care if Disney's stopping it or not. I mean, they can do what they want. But come on. I mean,
well, the thing is, if they
a better excuse.
Yeah, they definitely need a better excuse. But I think, you know, it's not – it can't possibly be money issue because – I mean, it can, but honestly, they're not giving out, you know, $20 worth of candy to every person. And the people that do go there, they are going to be shopping and they are going to be eating. And I can't imagine what kind of person is going to go to Downtown Disney strictly to get a bag of candy.
And then leave. Yeah, they're not.
Leave.
They're not.
No.
So, yeah,
and the people that know about it, about the candy, they're Disney fans to begin with. And so they're going to go and they're going to enjoy themselves and they're going to spend money.
I see. I agree. I think it's silly to have stopped it, but they did. So if anybody was planning that.
So any of you that were planning on going to Downtown Disney, I guess Bob could probably just send you something.
Right. There you go. I'll send you some Disney style candy.
Yeah, his Bob's Bag-O crap candy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll collect it this weekend, you know, from Disney at the Not So Scary Party.
There you go.
And then I'll just re-gift it.
You know, we went to the Not So Scary Party, and it's been a couple of years now, and we got a pillowcase full of candy.
We used a beach bag.
Oh yeah, it was a giant oversized beach duffel bag.
And it was made of very heavy It was like 600 near
canvas,
polyester or nylon, and it was
packed.
It was full. It was 25 pounds of candy.
There's lots of candy stops. I mean, you can definitely get a decent amount of candy. It's not, you know, you're not going to have entire Snicker bars or anything in there.
Yeah. Then we went on a trip after that, and we put a bowl out in front of our door like every day.
We were on a cruise.
Of just candy every single day to get rid of it all.
Hmm.
It was amazing. Yeah, it was probably 20, 25 pounds of candy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's,
it was,
I don't
it was
think
crazy.
You're going to find that much
that,
anymore.
That doesn't happen anymore. Yeah.
No, because the second time we did it, we did not get that much. Well, yeah. Because there was the one stop along the back path with Alice in Wonderland.
I love the candy.
I know.
Okay.
And it's good candy.
It is good candy.
It's like old-fashioned candy.
Yeah, yeah. Nostalgic. But Amber went up, and, you know, the guy didn't know that we had this big beach bag that was filling up with candy, and they give him the little bags, and she had maybe 3 inches full of candy. And he said, "Is that all you've got?" And she was, what, 4, 3, something?
Yeah.
I don't know. And he had one of those bags completely filled with candy, and he said, "Give me your bag." And she didn't know any better. She gave it to him, and he gave her the full bag, just, you know, because she was dressed up and she was cute and didn't have a lot of candy in her bag. And so she got a whole full bag. I mean, that's like a 4 or 5 pound bag of candy right there.
Well, yeah, they totally don't do that anymore.
No.
I mean, with the cutbacks in candy and the quality of candy, I fully expect them to be giving out like Dentine and like, you know, ribbon candy.
Do you have a problem with Dentine?
You have to let me know what they do this year. Take photos.
Yeah.
You know what? You could take pictures of the barrels and the buckets that they use. Because I would be curious to see the mix, because I did notice a difference between the times that we went.
Yeah, no, I honestly think they're going to be given the quality of candy has definitely
and they increased. used to give out, you know, 2 or 3 pieces as you went by, and now they're literally giving you one piece.
So it's gone down in that aspect. But anyway,
it's still fun. Don't let us, you know, rain on your parade, but we're just saying it how it is. It's still a great experience.
Yeah, I didn't really care about the candy. I mean, I really liked the party.
I mean, honest to goodness, if you can't go out and buy yourself a $5 bag of candy to satisfy you in some way, there might be a little problem. You know, you don't need to depend on Disney to give you all your candy. Just go out, get your favorite kind, and you're set.
Or go to Downtown Disney. Oh, wait, never mind.
No, sorry.
Can't
sorry.
Do that.
Ouch.
You're quick.
So no candy at Downtown Disney.
No.
No. Okay. Lauren, you have a story for us?
I have a little one. You know me and my little stories.
Once upon a time.
The short and sweet ones. It appears that Whoopi Goldberg has been removed from the Candlelight Processional lineup.
Really? Mm.
Gasp.
I did.
She is now listed at the dates that she was originally listed for is now TBD, to be determined.
Huh. You know why she was removed? For her radical political stance on everything.
Well, wait, was she removed, or maybe she's just got a conflict in her schedule?
No. Nope.
She draws in a pretty
They fired her.
Yeah, she draws
Are you
in
making
a
this up?
Crowd.
I'm totally making it up. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
You know, kind of like.
So. I mean, I would imagine it was kind of a conflict in schedule.
She didn't want to compete with Doogie. That's why.
We can spread some nasty rumors up.
I heard he was really good.
I bet he is.
Neil Patrick Doogie Harris. Yeah, good. Neil Patrick Harris is probably one of the other most popular.
You know what? I
he
tried
would
to
be
see.
My first choice.
Me too. I agree. He's very funny.
You have to admit, it is kind of odd that they took her off.
Well, and she's a big draw.
Like, she's a big draw. She's a repeat and... You know, people love to go see her.
Right.
I saw her do it a couple
they
years
took
ago.
Her off. I think she probably had a conflict that came up and
you know what? Whoopi, give us a call, tell us why you're not doing this, and we'll get that all straightened out.
I mean, she does a lot of Disney stuff. I mean, wasn't she on The Dream when it launched? That's what I heard. Yeah.
She was there for that, and of course she voiced, you know, one of the
Hyenas
in Lion King, which is, you know, back in theaters.
Oh, yeah. So,
you know, and out on Blu-ray and 3D Blu-ray and DVD, again, Diamond Edition on October 4th. Not that I'm excited or anything.
You have way too much information in your head.
He really does.
You really, it's just, there's just a wealth of information floating around in there.
Yeah, and it's mostly useless, which is just a darn shame. But yeah, there is. So I don't see Disney telling her to step down.
Hit the road.
I mean, she did create a little bit of conflict, you know, with some of her statements that she made.
Yeah,
but I mean,
she was definitely very sought after.
Yeah, and if they were going to remove her, they wouldn't have invited her to do it, and then kicked her off. Yeah, so probably just
a good point. I mean, she really hasn't said anything controversial lately anyway, I don't think. I haven't heard anything.
No, I mean, I think, you know, there was a little brouhaha over when she was here last year. And then on, you know, The View, she made a statement about all of the people in the electric wheelchairs, electric scooters, and, you know, how that was a little out of hand. And so it created a little bit of a controversy, but, you know, it died down pretty quickly.
Okay. Chris, you have another story?
I do. So it turns out that they've changed the names in the parking lot at the Magic Kingdom. So instead of saying like Donald or Goofy or Minnie, you're going to have a villains lot and a heroes lot. And the villains are going to be Zurg, Jafar, Hook, Scar, Cruella, and Ursula. And the heroes.
Say those again.
Sorry, Zurg, Jafar, Hook, Scar, Cruella, and Ursula, which I love. Mm-hmm. And the heroes lot is going to be Woody, Aladdin, Peter Pan, Simba, Mulan, and Rapunzel. And so those signs are being changed right now, and they're saying, it, you know, because of weather and everything, it could take a while, but they're in the process of it right now.
I also heard that they're going to be color-coded, too. Each section's going to have a separate color. So, you know, if you forget the name of, you know, the villain or hero that you're parked in, if you can remember the color, they can direct you back.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have a number. So you get all three.
Exactly.
And supposedly they're going to have two tram lines now. So you can go to villains or heroes. And not have to take the full trip around.
Oh, well, that might actually work better. And I do know they say people get lost constantly in the TTC parking lot, Magic Kingdom parking lot. You know, especially with Minnie Mouse, because they don't have a Mickey Mouse parking lot.
So and why is that? Why don't they have a Mickey?
Because Mickey's in Disneyland. That's why.
Oh, okay.
So the Mickey Mouse parking lot's in Disneyland, so they have Minnie Mouse here, but people get confused. They think it's Mickey, and then they forget where they parked, and
yeah,
they have a lot of trouble. And there's an awful lot of parking spaces out there. So, yeah, I kind of like this idea. I think that'll work well.
I think it's fun.
I approve.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Somebody write that down. We do have that recorded, right?
I thought you were going to start complaining because your favorite place to park was like goofy or sneezy or whatever.
No, if I can end up in Scar or Simba, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't have thought that based on your previous comments just a couple minutes ago.
Right. But awesome. No, I like this. I think it's a good idea. Right.
I'm impressed with Zurg.
Yeah, that was sort of a surprise.
That's kind of
are people even
going to
know what that is?
I don't know.
Well, Zurg, maybe. Jafar is a little more obscure, maybe.
No, Aladdin? No.
I don't know. Aladdin's not that popular.
Yeah, but the characters are.
The only reason I even know Zurg is because we went on the Toy Story
spin
thing over Disneyland.
It was a major role
times.
You've never been on the one at Disney World?
No, I've been on that too. But
okay.
Just last week.
Well, because we went on Star Tours a lot, and across the way is
Toy Story, what is it?
It's the Astro.
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear's
Astro Blaster.
Space Ranger
Blaster,
spin or whatever it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, so whoever had Brooke had to go on Space Ranger.
Oh, that's sweet, though.
And
that's a good ride for little kids.
Yeah, and there was
no line.
She
played, too. It was cute.
Oh.
It was very cute. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. Okay, so, Steve, you have a news story.
Yeah, so D23 came and went, and there was really no big announcements, which was kind of what I think a lot of us thought, because from talking to Jim Hill and just talking amongst ourselves, in the past, Fantasyland, you know, has already been announced, and that's a major project that's going to take several years to be completed with a lot of money. And then there's Cars Land and all the Little Mermaid and the rides. New Star Tours came out. So all of that. And then you've got the cruise line, the fantasy ship finishing up, and then Alani. So Disney's got a lot of stuff with big investments already. So when D23 really didn't have anything new, I kind of thought that, you know, that's it. But then some announcement just kind of came out of the blue that now they're going to have Avatar over at Animal Kingdom. So I think that's finally the response that everybody's been asking about or waiting for to Harry Potter. What do you guys think about Avatar?
I don't know if this is Disney's response to Harry Potter, or it's just their way of trying to keep people inside Animal Kingdom, because so many people think of it as a half-day park,
mm-hmm.
when I don't really think it is, but I mean, a lot of people do. I don't know. I mean, I'll let others comment.
Let me jump in real quick.
Yeah.
As far as the half-day park thing, I think Disney kind of thinks it's a half-day park because of the hours they set.
Yeah, right now, I mean, it closes at like either at 5 or 8 o'clock if you're lucky. And there's just with and then you have the Yeti conversation that we've had before about, you know, not being able to fix that, because if you take down that ride, that's kind of one of their main e-ticket rides. So adding to Animal Kingdom allows them to maybe take that down and fix that, although this is like, you know, what is this, like 2016,
and
wow.
this
is it that far out?
Yeah, and here's, well, and I mean, that just opens up a whole set of other issues. I mean, yes, Animal Kingdom was, I mean, the other thing is this maybe supposed to be like Beastly Kingdom?
Yeah, because they have the little dragon in their logo, and they were supposed to
and they had always said it was supposed to be about mythical creatures, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know, part of the reason for the park hours, I don't see, you know, Avatar, you know, if and when it's built inside Animal Kingdom, changing the park hours, because I think the park hours are set because of the animals. You know, they don't, you know, you can't really do fireworks and parade, you know, nighttime parades and stuff in a park with all of these.
Yeah, but you don't have to have nighttime entertainment to have the park open later.
Yeah, but I think Avatar lends itself to a great nighttime phantasmic type.
The tree's going to be beautiful.
Well, okay. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, Avatar came out in 2009. you know, and Disney saying we're going to build a park that's not even going to get underway till 2013 and not be finished and open until 2016.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be like on the scale of something like Cars Land, so about 12 acres in size and, you know, approximate, you know, price tag of about $500 million. So it's a huge undertaking. I mean, if you compare that to, like, you know, Expedition Everest, which cost $100 million, you know, there are supposed to be two sequels coming out of Avatar in 2014, I think, and 2015.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I mean, first of all, is anybody going to care?
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like a strange – I see Harry Potter, and I'm not really an Avatar fan or a Harry Potter fan, but, you know, Harry Potter has a huge following. It's got all the books. I saw, you know, maybe the first two or three movies, and they're good, but I'm not, you know, if I was the age I was when I saw Star Wars, it's probably, you know, the Star Wars for that generation. And I don't know if Avatar is.
You're such a non-fan. You've seen, like, four of them.
Have I?
You know what, though? You know when you guys are going to really love Harry Potter is probably next year when your daughter starts getting interested in the books. Because they start around second, third grade, and that's when you'll see it's huge.
Yeah. See, in Avatar, it was just one movie. I mean, and they're banking on two more that hopefully are good.
And the bigger issue is, I mean, Disney, you know, it's been said on you know, other podcasts and message boards, but, I mean, Disney's made a name for itself based on memorable characters, memorable moments, memorable movies. I mean, Avatar isn't really memorable. I mean, you know, Harry Potter has – you know, a great storyline, all those books.
Yeah, you identify with the characters, the warm fuzzy.
Yeah, I mean, and you go to Universal, and I mean, Wizarding World of Harry Potter is realistically, you've got the awesome Forbidden Journey ride, you've got a couple of shops, you know, you've got a lot of fake aids, a lot of shops that aren't open, they're just made to look like shops, you know, so you've got the narrow walkways and stuff, and you've got two existing rides that were retooled.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really all you have, and then you have, you know, a restaurant, you know, and you have a couple of shows that go on, you know, throughout the area, and that's it. I mean, so your big draw there is Forbidden Journey, and yet people keep coming to it. I mean, because it is a huge draw, and it's a huge draw with kids, it's a huge draw with parents, it's a huge draw with fans, and it's I mean, it's got lasting power.
Yeah, I mean, it's really beautiful.
I mean, what does Avatar have? I mean, Avatar was a stunningly beautiful movie. I mean, James Cameron knows how to make a beautiful movie. But, I mean, I saw the movie. I can't name any characters from it. Yeah. I can't really tell you the good storyline from it. I can't, you know,
Well, the storyline was not even good. The storyline was the same storyline of any good versus evil.
I heard it described as you know, John Smith meeting Pocahontas to defeat, you know, Custard at the Battle of Pandora.
Yep. It's the same. It's the same storyline.
You know,
they're cutting down the forest. And
right. Exactly. So it's not a memorable story. And I mean, how many kids? I mean, lots of kids dress up for, you know, as Harry Potter or Hermione or, you know, a Harry Potter character.
Good point.
Instead of a blue.
How many people dress up like a blue 20 monkey?
Well, I'm not going to be going down to Downtown Disney to find out. So.
Yeah. And I mean, here's the other big issue, which I think Disney needs to be concerned about, is merchandise. You know, I mean, Harry Potter, you've got a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got butterbeer. You know, you've got, you know, chocolate frogs and jelly beans and those books that are alive and they bite and you know, broomsticks and
wands.
And a wand shop and all kinds of just merchandise. I mean, the sky's
the glasses and the capes and
So there's a ton of stuff that you can sell. What does Avatar have in terms of merchandise?
Monkey beer.
In the new
movie, I wonder if they like backfill it. They start trying to put things into the story.
Well, this was what I was thinking today: is James Cameron now going to cater to Disney?
I was thinking that they're going to put some cute little Yoda type character
or some kind of a Navi themed restaurant. You know, what are you going to fill 12 acres worth of space with for Avatar?
Wow.
What is going to be the big draw for Avatar.
You're right.
You know, and, and if, you know, yes,
the tree. The tree's
maybe
gonna be...
they'll spray the cast members blue.
Okay, yes. The,
put them on
the
stilts.
The Tree of Souls is the big draw, which is in the film, the Tree of Souls. Well, you already have the Tree of Life. So what, are you going to have two large trees?
Didn't they cut the tree down at the end?
An arboretum.
I
can't even remember. That's the problem.
That's the problem. And you know, I was talking to one of our Mouse Chat listeners, Eric, a little bit, and he was saying, you know, I don't understand why Disney doesn't use some of their existing partnerships, like Star Wars, for example.
See, that's what I would be excited about. I'd be excited about Star Wars, but I think they feel they've already got something that draws that crowd in and.
But it's
such an undying crowd. They can add Star Wars all day long, and it won't be old.
Expand, I mean, you could expand that whole area into a Star Wars themed land and do something with that. Or, you know, he mentioned
Pixar.
Pixar is another one, or Marvel. I mean, I said I don't think Disney would use Marvel just because they don't have the license for the more popular or well-known characters.
Mm-hmm.
But they have like 300 Marvel characters that they could use. I mean, so there's I don't know why you wouldn't use those resources and you go and make a
the marketing for those others are so much better.
Yeah, I mean,
even expanding on the Muppets.
There's familiar. People know them.
There you go. I know.
Yes, people know the Muppets. People know Marvel. People know Star Wars. I mean, it's just like I never understood why they put in the American Idol experience.
Oh, yeah.
To Hollywood when Studios. It's finishing?
Because, while it's finishing. So assuming Avatar is a huge hit with its sequels, is it going to be, you know, the type of trilogy that people are just going to come back to that's going to last forever? I mean, Star Wars in the 70s, and I'll still watch it when it comes on TV. I don't see that happening with Avatar.
The Star Wars movies are, you know, you're right. They came out in the 70s, and when when my oldest child started kindergarten, all of a sudden he came home talking about Star Wars. Every single little boy in his class loved Star Wars.
Right.
And that's when it starts. You know, it's classic.
Right.
And same really with Harry Potter now that he's in the third grade. I mean, it's, you know, all the kids are into it. I've never heard a kid say they were into Avatar.
Right.
I don't
all
know.
The costumes,
is it even
a Halloween costume shop? All the costumes that you see a ton of are Avatar costumes. I mean, nobody's buying
it. Or Harry Potter, or are they Avatar?
Yeah, what's the draw? Avatars. I don't understand why they're doing
it. I don't think there is a trend. And here's my other concern. $500 million price tag.
Yes. So there's nothing going to happen in Epcot. All those hopes that people had that there was going to be a new land added to, or a new country added to Epcot, those are pretty much dashed. It's not going to happen.
Hollywood
Studios, nothing.
Forget about it. I mean, Hollywood Studios and Epcot need some attention. I'm sorry.
Right. I don't think that Epcot, Future World, yes. But I mean,
Future World, not necessarily World Showcase, but Future World needs some attention. It just does.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
and
I
it's
agree.
Disappointing. It's disappointing to hear that they're going to put all that money into those parks. And usually usually when Disney does something that I don't understand, I usually think to myself, well, it's Disney and they've researched it and it makes sense because they are numbers people and they're smart.
I was going to say that too, that there's a reason. You know, Disney does things with a lot of research, but this one doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Just us sitting here brainstorming on what else could be a better decision. I like our ideas better.
Yeah, exactly. So,
we usually do, though.
And what happens? Well, but what happens? I mean, so 2015, 2016, I mean, is nothing going to happen? I mean, so 2013 rolls around. Fantasyland expansion is done. All right, let's move on to the next big project, which is Avatar. So, okay, we're not going to spend money other than routine maintenance in the other parks. So American Idol's now off the air because I got to believe it's not going to be around in 2015, 2016. And if it is, nobody's going to be watching, you know. So now you've got this big old building. What? And so now it's another dead attraction?
Yeah,
you know, and Sounds Dangerous is still in the park. Why? What? You know, I mean, so I don't understand the logic here. I think it's a huge waste of $500 million.
Yeah. Well, for Animal Kingdom, I think they definitely need something new, and they figure it fits the mythical creatures area.
I
still don't see the draw
but
between
I don't
those
know
two.
But I'm not a fan of it's hard to be a fan of Avatar when there was only one movie And I liked it because it was the first 3D movie, and we saw it at an IMAX theater. It was Christmas time, and we were down in Florida at a friend's house for Christmas, and they're like, you got to see this movie. And it was amazing with the special effects and the creatures.
Yeah, and I think that's what drew people in.
But the story, and there's no, like, you know, like, and it might be because of my age, but when I was a kid, you know, I saw Star Wars, I saw it like 15 times. Avatar I saw once, and I was like, okay, that was all right. But
right, I have no desire to see Avatar again. And I think that's how it is for the majority of people. And yeah, I mean, Disney does normally do its homework. But even James Cameron, I mean, what was most frightening to me is James Cameron even said, gee, I thought they were only going to do a ride or some other attraction. I didn't realize they were going to do a whole world based off my movie.
Well, you know what might happen? I bet this is what happens. It's, you know, it's like Fantasyland and the rest of them. Or it could be like any of these other projects where they announce like a whole new land at pavilion at Epcot, and then it just never happens. If the other two, you know, if the next movie's a flop, I bet it either gets cut way back or it just dies like the hotel in Washington, D.C. that just never...
Right.
I mean, that was
Yeah,
it was like a huge announcement.
I think if the next movie's a flop, they need to just ditch the project. I mean, I wouldn't even put... What would be the point of putting a ride in?
Yeah, I know.
You know, or some other kind of attraction. You know?
It's so far out that it's...
It's just hard to predict, but I mean, is anybody going to want, like, you know, a spear as merchandise or, you know, a blue monkey?
Yeah, but you can't take the spear back on the plane.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. You got to sell an awful lot of blue stuffed monkeys to make up $500 million.
Yeah.
And I can just imagine what ticket prices are going to be like in 2016 to pay for this.
Yeah, but to your point on merchandise, the next two movies, they're going to whip out some cute fuzzy character and tie him into the movies.
James Cameron doesn't strike me as the type to.
He's gonna, yeah. It's kind of like teaching to the test. That's the analogy that comes to me. He's going to create the movies around what he thinks will work for the park.
Now, what would you put in Animal Kingdom as a mythical creature if it was tied to a movie?
If it was tied to a movie,
or even I guess not tied to a movie. I think they figure they get more fans probably because it's tied to this movie.
But okay,
why don't they just create a new movie and base it on something like that?
Well, they don't know if they're going to have the success, I guess, with a new movie.
I mean, they're definitely going to have something with those. I forgive me for not knowing everything, but those animals that they fly on that they plug into, they're going to have something with that. But that's really all I can think of. You know, flying on one of those like Dumbo.
Or
a little rougher.
Yeah, I would think a little rougher than Dumbo.
Well, I'm saying, you know.
That's all my $500 million is buying.
It'll be dueling, whatever those
beasts, yeah.
Like the dueling Dumbo.
You know, and the whole bonding thing that was in the movie, you know, where they put their...
Yeah, kind of corny.
You know, but... So yeah, I don't know if you had to have some kind of a beastly or mythical creature type thing, you know, I don't know. I mean, what types of mythical creatures come from history? I mean, dragons, the Yeti, the Yeti.
Let's just head over to Universal Studios to the Harry Potter place, and we'll find out about the mythical creatures there.
Right. So I don't know if this is Disney's answer to Harry Potter.
It's got to be.
If it is, it is sorely misplaced.
Well, they need something for Animal Kingdom, but yeah, and everyone's been wondering what they're going to do with Harry Potter, and it's definitely not Fantasyland. So this is, I think, the closest thing. But yeah, there's just not a lot of people that seem excited about it.
And then, like, I mean, one of the articles I read said, you know, if anything good comes out of this, it's okay. You know, Universal's maybe looking at this and saying, well, if they are really going to move forward with this, then we'll move forward with expanding Wizarding World of Harry Potter. And, I mean, there's talk there of, you know, doing Diagon Alley, you know, as part of the new Wizarding World park, and doing a ride, which I think would be great, based on the bank sequence in the last movie, which I think would be awesome.
Oh, see, I haven't seen any of those. I'll have to catch up.
Yeah, that's really a great scene, a great ride, and a great way to do it. So it may, I mean, I think if Disney does move forward with it, I think it's going to encourage Universal to move forward with projects, which, I mean, healthy competition.
Yeah. I was on a call with Universal Studios a couple of weeks ago, and you could type in your questions because it was muted. And then I asked them when the expansion of Harry Potter was going to open, and they just skirted around it. They said, well, it's already open. There's no plans to expand it. Like, okay.
Right, yeah, that's why they're making money hand over fist. But yeah, there's yeah. no plans to expand it. I don't buy that, but
yeah, you know. so they've got to be working on that.
I mean, this is a major, major announcement from Disney, and it kind of did take everybody by surprise.
Boy, listen to the boys get into this. We'll just sit back and let you guys talk.
I don't know. I said my piece. I don't think you said it all, Bob.
I think there's more.
I like the idea that there's something going at Animal Kingdom. It's kind of nighttime-ish, but I wasn't a fan of Avatar. But, you know, there's other movies that I'm not a fan of, and I like what they do, but I can't see how it's going to work. And it's such a risk at this stage when there's only one movie that I saw and then forgot about, but in the moment I liked. And then there's two more movies that could be a disaster.
I don't understand why they're keeping Animal Kingdom open late. I thought the whole point was to not keep it open late because of the animals.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if that's true. And yeah, I'm just assuming they want it. I'm assuming they want to keep it open late. Maybe they're not.
The animals are going to do what the animals do. They're going to sleep when they want to sleep.
Yeah, I don't think the animals really care.
I don't think they're a factor.
Oh, no. I've actually read that the reason that they stopped extra magic hours there at night was because of the animals.
Huh. I think that's the reason.
What, so they're not in the paparazzi or something?
No, because the animals need their rest. They don't need people running around being noisy. I don't know. That's just what I read. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not an expert on, like, lions. But
I don't know. I've got a cat, and she seems to do pretty well whenever we're making noise.
Yeah, mine too. But I don't know. I mean, I sort of bought that reasoning.
Right, and they're not giving out candy at Downtown Disney anymore because it's Christmas.
Bob, come on. It's totally reasonable to think that they would keep the park closed because of all the noise and all the stuff going on.
No, I actually, with Animal Kingdom, I actually agree with you because I've actually read the same thing.
Thank you, Bob.
I don't know.
So I don't know. I mean, I would agree with you, Steve. I'm happy that they are looking to expand Animal Kingdom. I'm happy that they're got their eye on expansion. I just think it's risky. I think it's a huge $500 million price tag. And I think $500 million would go a long way in two other parks that sorely need, you know, attention before Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this will give us news to talk about in the future, and it'll be ongoing.
I'll see if we can get Amber to dress up like a blue monkey for Halloween.
That would be awesome.
She can bring a little sign to Mickey's Not So Scary, something like a little picket sign. No Avatar.
is Avatar directed towards children? What was it rated?
It's PG-13.
Okay.
They actually had a comment about that, and they said that they were going to make sure that, you know, the wholesome, I don't know, the theming was going to be based on the family parts of the movie, and
the
you know, not to worry.
The blue monkeys will have ears.
Not to worry about the
PG-13. And they'll be carrying Duffy Bears. he'll be dressed in a suitable Navi style.
That's true. Know. So it's even not even, so, you know, when I saw Star Wars, that was PG. So, you know, this is an older crowd or slightly older crowd that has seen Avatar.
I mean, I think it would draw people in initially to take a look. I just don't know if people would keep coming back time and again.
Just one more reason to not go to Animal Kingdom.
Nice.
I think it's going to die. I don't know. Unless the next movie's like some unbelievably great hit, then it's going to be gone.
But it's not coming out till 2014.
Yeah. I don't know. It's so strange.
5 years? I mean, you know, I hope they're going to have to re-release the first one.
And they will.
They'll
put in all the scenes that they wanted to put in the first one but didn't have the money for. Not excited.
Yeah, I concur.
Wow.
Okay, Lisa.
You know, for those of you that have never heard Steve speak before, that was Steve.
Steve speaks. He does.
He does, but my gosh.
I've never heard Steve talk that much. I couldn't even interject because I thought he needed to run with it.
These guys were cutting you off. I could hear her go, and then Steve would go, no.
It's too funny.
You know, if he could have elbowed you, I think he would have.
I think he did.
Okay. All right, so I think that's all the news, isn't it?
I can't imagine. Is it?
Well, there was a lot of good news in the last week or so, but...
Wait, I have something.
Oh, there's Chris. Go for
40th
it.
40th anniversary cupcakes. And this is especially for you, Lauren.
What? There's really cupcakes?
There are going to be cupcakes. And I guess the big rumor was when the announcement was first made was that they were free. And so now, like on some of the more, you know, debate-filled Disney forums, people are like, why aren't the cupcakes free? So it'll be interesting to see what happens Saturday morning when you could go to the Main Street Bakery and buy your 40th anniversary cupcake, which I will have. I will buy.
I think that you should have one and send it to me.
You know, if we could, we would. How about a picture? I'll text you a picture if you want.
Well, see, now that's just mean.
I know.
How about a cupcake necklace?
Do you know they're not going to be any good? You know, they're going to be terrible.
Well, but they're limited edition, unlike all other kinds of food.
You know what's really weird? As soon as I found out about the cupcake, I had an insane desire to have one. Like it was slightly irrational. I was like, I want one of those cupcakes.
Well, I'm hoping to, you know, buy one and take it to the artist signing. So I'm going to have the cupcake artist that made it. Sign it, you know, because they've got a lot of artist signings that day. So
sign it with icing.
If you get into the Magic Kingdom before I do, because I don't know when we're going to get there, could you please get one for me? Thank you.
Yes, it's on my bucket list.
Thank you.
You know, you guys are just mean.
I know, Lauren. I'm sorry.
If anyone's there, come find us. We're going to be at the run.
And have a cupcake for me.
And
then
we're going to Magic Kingdom. Steve.
They'll look for you. Just look for someone really short who doesn't want a photo taken.
Who's carrying around a cupcake.
Yes.
No, we'll be at meet up with us over at Animal Kingdom. We're going to run through, take a look at where the new Avatar Land's going to be. So at like 7 a.m. we're doing the 5K. And then after that, we're going to Magic Kingdom for the 10 o'clock 40th anniversary presentation or celebration over by the castle stage. But the merchandise, I saw some of the merchandise and it looked kind of cool, but the signing isn't until Sunday.
Hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was that day.
No, it's all on Sunday.
Next day? Oh.
For the signing of the stuff.
Oh, well, that's not convenient.
Because I don't want to buy another ticket to go back in to buy something and have it signed. So maybe some of the stuff looked cool. And there's no price tags on any of it either. We'll have to see.
Okay, that certainly finishes things off for news for this week. Thanks for joining us. And thank you to pixievacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. You can download our shows and our news little spots at mousechat.net and also from iTunes. As always, send us your comments, questions. the Fangelos can get in touch with Bob at comments@mousechat.net. Join us again here next week on Mouse Chat.